You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, that's sweet.
I figured since we're talking about Christmas presents.
Oh, I like it. Make sure you keep Mix 100 turned on throughout your workday. Shannon Steele will be along in just about 2 hours, and she'll get you through your workday with Denver's best mix of music right here at Mix 100. Jeremy is right. We're going to be talking Christmas presents, and this is all thanks to longtime listener. She says she now listens in North Carolina.
Very cool.
Her name is Kathy. Jeremy, do you want to give a little explanation to people of how, if they ever move away, because we get notes from people all the time, they're like, oh, I'm moving, I'm going to be so sad, I don't get to hear your show anymore. And Kathy is an example of people who can move anywhere in the world and still listen. And how, pray tell, do they do it?
Well, I guess there's two ways now, because if you are packing up your Alexa device and taking it with you, you can just tell Alexa to play Mix 100 Denver for your mornings wherever you are, and it'll play it. Otherwise, if you want it there on your smart device, your tablet or your phone, go download the Mix 100 Denver app. And again, on both of those, you got to say Mix 100 Denver, and then the app is Mix 100 Denver, and then you can listen to us whenever you want.
Yeah, don't forget the Denver, because there are copycats around the country.
Yeah.
Kathy says, I have a conundrum that my boys, and she does include the Z.
Thank you.
Bonus points. Conundrum that my boys might be able to help with. And wait a minute, before I read this, why don't we talk first about the whole idea of dollar limits on gifts?
We're doing that this year.
And then we're going to get into her note, because she has a question about it, like a particular rule.
Okay.
So how's it working?
I'll be curious to hear what she has to say, because, yeah, this year we're finally going to break down and say, you know what, none of us need anything. We don't want anything, honestly. We told my mom, I was like, don't buy us anything. She's like, well, let's still celebrate the spirit of the Christmas and do a few gifts, and let's just put a $50 limit on it for everybody.
So total?
It's per couple. So, yeah. So, like, for me and Nick Nack, $50 per couple. My mom and dad, $50. My sister and her husband, $50. So, we're going to be cutting way back, because, you know, we have a history on this show of talking about my mom at Christmas, and she, boy, does she go all out.
There was a year, for people who are new listeners to our show, there was a, not many years ago, Jeremy had been on the show for a few years, but we were talking to him. And there was one Christmas where Jeremy's mother bought for just Jeremy 35 gifts. Think about that for a minute. 35.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Gifts.
And then you multiply that by everybody that's you would come over for Christmas, and we'd open presents for 4 to 5 hours. It was a long time.
I got the feeling that
we would break
Jer Bear got the vast majority
well,
of them.
Why wouldn't I?
Jeremy got 35, and then she got Nicole, too.
They were two really nice gifts, so. Oh, a little bit of exaggeration here. But we'd open gifts for a long time.
Hours. It was like a three-hour thing, right?
We'd break and have snacks because people would get hungry.
Oh, that is just vulgar.
Yeah.
So it's an obscene amount of gifts.
It is.
Now, I've done the dollar amount thing with extended family. Like back in the day when my sibs and I, we do not exchange anything now. And the reason is because we all ended up with our own families. There's several of us.
It's too much and it gets too expensive.
Well, like, we just acknowledge that we all love each other, but we don't have to be sending trinkets around the country.
Yeah.
So, but for a while there we did. And then, you know, in our office, we have White Elephant Party every year. We won't be one this year, but.
Nope.
And there was always, I think, a $20 limit on that?
Yes, and that was usually where I would go down to my basement and find something and bring it in.
Correct. Anyway, so a lot of people do this, but now here's Kathy's question. She goes, in our family, we have an agreed-upon dollar limit on gifts. So my question is, if you buy an item that goes on sale and falls below that amount, should I get something else to round it up, or am I good?
Oh, that's a great question. Hypothetically,
their limit is $30, let's just say.
Got it.
So you buy a nice gift. Next thing you know, Black Friday sale, something like that, it goes on sale for $18. So now instead of $30, you've really only spent $18.
So do you have to make up the difference then?
Right. Do you have to go get another gift because it went on sale?
When really, then, if you do that, if you get two gifts, it does make it look overboard because the original gift does look like a $30 gift.
Right.
And then it looks like you went above and beyond and got more, kind of showing off.
Can we just all acknowledge, and when I say all, I mean everyone listening to this show right now. Can we all acknowledge that in every family or group situation, like a group of friends will sometimes do a gift exchange and they do a dollar limit. There is always that one person who absolutely thumbs their nose at it. And if the limit is 30, they'll get someone a $65 like bottle of wine or something because they have to go over and they have to show everyone that they care the most and that they're the really big spender.
Mom.
We used to have someone like that that I will not name. I remember we once had a $10 limit on an exchange with one group that I was in because you buy a lot at Christmas generally, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, it's just $10 limit. And somebody got somebody else in the group something that had to be $40 or $50 gift. And then they felt all smug about themselves and everything.
No, that's a jerk move. And everybody knows.
Move.
Everybody talks about you when you leave.
It's a jerk move.
Is it also a jerk move, say, if your limit is $20 and you go into a store and you see something on the clearance rack that is $20, but it's, say it's an item that was originally $50 and they've got it marked down. So obviously it's a $50 item, but you're getting it for $20 and then you give that. Does that still look like a jerk move? Because everyone looking at it is like, oh my gosh, that's a $50 crock pot. Or then do you have to announce, oh no, no, I still stuck in, you know, the limit. It was $20 still. Because I feel like that's a little bit of a jerk move too. Because you're obviously getting something that's worth more. Yeah?
See, that's fraud on multiple levels. Because A, you have to announce what it costs. So now you're telling everybody. Of course, if there's a limit, everybody basically knows, but you're still saying. And then secondly, you're saying, you're only good enough to me that I buy you sale items, you know?
It was on clearance. Oh,
clearance.
So it's, is it broke?
Yeah. It was a return, a scratch and dent.
Is this a fire hazard?
What are we telling, what are we telling Kathy about this?
Gosh, I don't know. I say if you originally, if it's a $30 item and you paid $30 just to...
No, it's a $30 item and let's
say
you
paid
$20. Do you get another thing then for another $10?
Well, now hold on. Did she buy it originally for $30 and then the Sunday ad came out and it went down to $18, so she went back and got her money back? The difference.
Well, here's exactly how she worded it. My question is, if you buy an item that is on sale and falls below that amount. So
well, then if it's on
saying,
sale, then yes, you got to make up the difference if it's on
but why?
Sale.
Why? It's a $30 item that happens to be on sale for $20.
But she's only spent $18.
So it becomes, here's the new question. Is it what
Christmas.
Something costs or is it something's value?
Value.
By the way, our phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, see if anybody wants to chime in. Do you get, is the gift exchange
limited to what something? This is why this time of year sucks sometimes.
Amen, brother. So we were talking about Kathy's note to us. She was asking if you're in a family situation where you guys exchange gifts and you have a dollar limit, let's say $30, and you buy something that's on sale, let's say for $20, do you have to then go and put another $10 into it or just call it good? And we're hearing from a few people about this. Laura says, guys, I got to go with value over price. That's one of the things we threw out there before we went to break. Mm-hmm. If you know it's a $30 value, then it doesn't matter what the sale is. She goes, I got to go with value over price. The only issue is if the gift receiver also sees the item on sale and knows you saved money on their gift. Oh, it's so fraught, Jer.
Right.
And then Leanne says, look, I'm going to go into this telling you right up front. Leanne, I am rejecting your answer, but I appreciate it and I love you. But Leanne says the answer is to have everyone do homemade gifts for each other. Then the value almost doesn't matter. I got to say,
No.
Here's the thing. I'm not poo-pooing homemade gifts. They're fantastic.
Depends on what they are.
Not everybody has that skill.
Right.
So now you got one or two that are fantastic, and then a few people get the like the homemade gift I got in the office exchange a few years ago from our traffic chick, Liz.
Which is bad. It just involved
a poster. She made a poster.
Newspaper clippings and stuff.
Yes. I got a homemade poster on poster board.
It's the worst. So awkward. So awkward. Let me read you this one that came in from Kevin because I didn't even think about this. This is a great point. He says, boys, here's a question for you. Do you also have to factor in the cost of a bag or wrapping paper or tissue or name tags in that $20 limit? So if you're just flat out spending $20 on a person, do you then factor in the cost of the wrapping paper as well or a bag?
No, because wrapping paper is a one-time purchase and it covers all gifts. So it would be down to pennies.
What if it's a bag? You go into Target or something, a bag is going to cost you at least $5 to put the gift in, and then you need tissue.
That's why I just save all my gift bags.
Well, still, all of a sudden your $20 limit now is maybe looking like $30, $35. So then do you deduct the cost of wrapping?
So now because the bag is $5, you do a $25.
You do a $15 gift.
What a ripoff to have your gift penalized for some cheesy bag.
Well, if we're counting pennies here, that is part of your $20 limit.
May I give a pro tip regarding gift bags for just a moment, please? For any of you who are total rookies with gift bags and you don't know this rule, let me bang you over the head with this. When you give somebody a gift in a gift bag, all right, and it's got the little tag that hangs from it, never write anything on the tag.
Thank you.
Don't write to Dom from, you know, Jeremy.
Then you can't reuse it.
You can't reuse the bag.
Yeah, well, you tear the tag off, I guess.
You could, but a lot of those are like built into it.
I've seen the ones that are like sticky and they're like on the bag.
Yes.
And grandma will write on it and you go over and be like, Grandma, what are you doing?
Oh, I can't reuse the bag.
Stupid grandma.
And you push her down, right?
You shove her to the floor.
Well,
disclaimer, don't shove your grandma to the floor.
There goes our Entertainer of the Year award.